Are you thinking about implementing your own smart home? Not sure of what you want to control or how to start? Do you want your smart home to respond to your voice like it does in the movies or television? Well, you found the right podcast, Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. As a best-selling author, speaker, and YouTuber, he will help you explore the different options available. And now, here's your host, Ron.
Hi, I'm Ron Netter, and welcome to another edition of Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. This time you can see we're going to be taking a little different approach with Hubitat, and there's a good reason. There is so much more to Hubitat than just turning lights on and off or turning outlets on and off. And to me, this is one of the big strong points of Hubitat is it can do so much more than just controlling devices. It can actually help take steps to protect your home. So what we're going to do this time is take the First Alert smoke detector. Now, this is a Z-Wave device. So it was a little bit different to set up, but it hooked right up with Hubitat. Now, one thing I will tell you, where I was working with this, I mean, I associated it to Hubitat and then broke association back and forth. That's probably not something you want to do in the grand scheme of things, but if you do see an issue with your First Alert smoke detector, and this one's called is the model number Z Combo, because it's got Z Wave and it's CO2 and it's smoke detector. This is going to be the model you want to get, because not all of them will do this. Now, another thing to watch, I've got several of the First Alert smoke detectors, but I couldn't get them connected to Hubitat. Now, the one back here, if I look, and you'll see a little number back here on the bottom, that's the date of manufacture. This one was manufactured the 1st of December, 2018. It's got to be a fairly new one. Mine were about 3 years old, and since there doesn't seem to be a way to update the firmware in them, because I guess really for the market that First Alert's going for, that they probably is not something that it may be more of a hassle or worth. I finally had to go out and buy a new one. Now, if you do have problems and you've got a fairly new one, I've got a set of instructions. There's several different ways to do it about getting this to associate if it doesn't link up. But do this first time. The best results that I've seen are to have this within a few feet of Hubitat when you're first getting it set up. Now, you can move it some distance away from there, but it seems to be during the initial pairing process, it's much better to have that early on. So let's go ahead and get started with the process. And what we're going to do here is we'll just walk through it. Now, I've already taken the process here, and we've already got it associated with it, because that it took me long enough. I didn't want to put you all through that one. So this is the way it comes up by default. And normally it would be number one, but this was because I had several devices. I was taking it in and out, and it just kept incrementing. So we'll go in here in just a minute, and let's go down here, and we are going to put in a label here of First Alert smoke detector. And actually, no, we don't have to do that. Device name is what we want. We don't have to do device label. We can go up here. This is what we want. So First Alert smoke detector. It's more than that, but you know, you don't want to get too verbose with it. And then we'll go back up here to devices. So see, now smoke alert, First Alert smoke detector. Now, the next part of the process is going to go into apps, and I've got all step by step in this in the description or show notes, whatever term you want to call it. So we'll go to next. We go to add a built-in app, and what we've got to do is scroll down here and go to safety monitor. And it's just once you select that, click done, and that's it. Now, this is not, there is not a console for their dashboard for this like there is with the other one we worked up here. But, and for the most part, it's probably not something you'd want to do. Now, you see there's another device sitting out there, and it's another video I've got planned. But what you'll do is when you first go in to the safety monitor is you'll go down here, and we'll go to smoke and carbon monoxide. Now, there's two ways you can do this. You can either say, I want to use all, which simplifies the process, or if you want to use one as a smoke detector, but use a different one as a carbon dioxide detector, there's all sorts of flexibility. But just to simplify things a little bit, and my instructions show you how to do it another way, but we'll just say use everything. Now, text alerts. This is handy because you can get this to, assuming you have your Hubitat on an internet connection, you can get an alert when it's triggered. And what is called smoke detector triggered. And you will have, okay, come on here, plus, and that's just, you know, you would actually put your number there. And the important thing here is, see, you can't click on this done at this point. So you have to tab out of the field. And then you can do that. Now, the other thing to do, especially if you are at home, is you can have it trigger a light. So you can say flash, turn it on. To me, flash would get your attention. In whatever room that you're in the most in is probably the ideal one to set. So at this point, we would say single it, and it would start flashing that one. We'll click update. Now, if you have some of the LifeX bulbs that allow you to set a color, you can actually go set a color. So you can have it fire, you can have it flash red or yellow or whatever works best for you. And then click done, and then click done. And so you get back to the screen, and it shows you everything that you have set up. And at any point, you don't want it monitoring for smoke. Say, well, like me, you're sometimes a little challenged in the kitchen and you have a tendency to burn things. Well, with this, what we can do is you can disable the monitoring of smoke. Now, the actual First Alert smoke detector will still go off, but this way all the monitoring doesn't happen. So we'll scroll down here to the bottom and then click done. And that's it. Now, the only indication you got something going on at this point is it says armed smoke. Now, if you go into that and you say disable, and it says all monitoring disarmed, and then if we go back to app list, you'll see all monitoring disarmed. There are a variety of sensors out here. Just First Alert's the one that I have used for years. There are other ones out there, and I'd be happy to take a look at those for any of you, especially if the company themselves reaches out to me and says they, you know, they'd like to be included on this one. So certainly that is an option, because I want to show all the options. I'm not particularly tied into any one system. I'm going to be showing you a couple of different door sensors, although I do have one company that once they get they're doing an update to the product line, I will be showing you an extensive set of videos for those, because I like going to one company if at all possible. Now, something else we're going to be showing here in the next coming videos is motion detectors. That can help you with sounding an alarm if you have a door that is your entrance to your business, your house, and you leave it unlocked, but people are coming in and out. You can have it chime when the door opens. So if you're not near the door, you know somebody has opened the door. With motion detectors, there are a variety of those. Now, I'm going to show you an older Samsung SmartThings Gen 1 motion detector. All it does is say, I've got motion. There is another one from Dome Home Automation that has a lot more potential to it. I mean, I'm just going on the spec sheets because this is one of the ones that hasn't arrived yet. So that will be one that you could have it turn on, say, if the light level gets to a certain point. I'm trying to adjust something here while we're talking. Okay, I can't adjust that anymore. There are times that say when there may be not motion in the area, but if you go into there, you don't want the light turning on in the middle of the day. But if the light level's below, say, 50%, pick a number, or if it's, in the evening when there's no light. Okay, that's when you'd like to have some flexibility, and that's where some of the other motion sensors, especially this one from Dome that I'm anxious to get my hands on, has that potential. There's all sorts of things that we're going to be looking at with this. There's the rules engine. I've barely begun to scratch the surface, but I think you see that there's a lot of potential with this. And I'm considering the folks at Hubbard have announced a new model. I've got the C4, and the C5 has come out where you don't have the separate stick for the Z-Wave Zigbee. It's all built in, and I'm actually considering getting one of those so I can have my travel set up, because ultimately that's what I'm looking at some of this for, is when I am traveling, that I can have a version of this that just always stays in the box, that when I get ready to leave, it's just something I put in a suitcase. I go in, I've got a smoke detector, I've got a water sensor. There's a whole assortment of things I'm looking to do, and I think you'll see that it's worth considering for someone who travels, even infrequently, because that's that little bit extra peace of mind. Thank you for everyone who's been watching the channel so far. You'll see on the screen there are other videos that you can go look at to give you more information. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. And also make sure you click on that notification icons for any upcoming videos. Thank you. See you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Bytes with Ron Nutter podcast. If you know someone who's interested in creating their own smart home, please share this show with them. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts and leave us a review. Have questions? Contact Ron at questions@techbyteswithronnutter.com. He looks forward to sharing more incredible insights on the next episode.